From fatigue and lung damage to heart problems, even though young people are less likely to be killed by COVID, the lingering symptoms for some can be debilitating. Australians in their 20s are most represented in case numbers, and if you're in that demographic, you've probably seen being targeted with campaigns popping up in your feed calling on you and your friends to help stop the spread. But what messages work? Sarah Sedgie reports.
More than 21,000 Australians have been infected with COVID-19 since the pandemic began, and the highest number of cases, just over 4,700, are amongst people in their 20s. Behavioural scientist Dr. Carissa Bonner from the University of Sydney says that's not surprising.
So because of just the lifestyle that young people have, they're more likely to have more social contacts. And all of these things combine to put a lot of pressure on our health systems and contact tracing when it gets out of control. So we really need to be reaching young people, even though they're less likely to have serious complications.
But the Victorian government's new multimedia ad campaign is trying to drum home the message that coronavirus doesn't discriminate.
Dealing with COVID has been nothing like I've ever experienced before.
It features a midwife and young mother who still feels incapacitated more than a month after contracting the disease.
If you're thinking about bending the rules, think about who you love most in this world and think about them in ICU.
Dr. Bonner says it's a powerful message.
I think it is actually a step in the right direction, going beyond just the statistics. So the example of the young mother, she does look like a young person, so it's a bit more relatable to young people seeing that actually this can happen to them and it can be quite serious.
But these ad campaigns have been limited. Instead, authorities, including the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, have been trying to curb transmission rates with daily appeals like this.
We ask people to curtail their activity. It's very difficult when people have attended a number of venues in one night for the contact tracers to do their work.
Dr. Carissa Bonner, who's part of a project studying health literacy around COVID-19, doubts these messages are effective.
So if you're really engaged in the news, you might be tuning in every day to hear the premiers give the latest update on what's happening. But we know that young people are actually tuning out of mainstream news. So we need to use different social media platforms to reach this group.
Dr. Megan Lim, who's the head of young people's health research at the Burnett Institute, a medical research organisation, says positive messaging is key to reaching this age group.
So instead of saying don't do this, it's more about saying do this. So talking and telling stories about positive outcomes, celebrating wins and achievements, and celebrating people doing the right thing rather than people doing the wrong thing.
But Dr. Lim also reminds us that there are other factors behind the high infection rates amongst young people.
I think it's important to know that the increase in cases in young people isn't being driven just by socialising and breaking rules. Young people are more likely to be working in jobs like hospitality and retail where they are still in contact with people. So that does explain a lot of the reason why they're getting so many infections. I think it's important that we celebrate young people for the sacrifices that they're making. They are missing out on really big life events like finishing school, year 12, starting uni, going on big trips, starting new jobs. That's a huge sacrifice for them to be making on behalf of the community. So we need to celebrate them for doing that.
That's Dr. Megan Lim from the Burnett Institute, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.